Well, I guess it would really start on my birthday, January 13th, 1961, Friday. It was a thunderstorm and lightning storm that day. And when I was born with Poland sequence, which affected my left hand. I have a thumb. I have a pinky and ring finger that are stuck together. And my left hand is like in a V shape. As I grew up, had to go through Shriners to have some surgeries done to make it more efficient. And as I got older and gone through high school, I always wanted to be in the military. So when I got out of high school, that was the first place I went to was the Air Force recruiter. And I sat down with him and told him what I wanted to do and what my ambitions were. And well, as soon as he saw my left hand, he told me that I could not join. And I asked him why. He said that I had to have the capability of shooting with both hands. But then I asked him, well, couldn't I be like a chauffeur for a colonel, a general, work in an office, filing, work in the post office, you know, do something for the country? And he said, no, you still have to be able to shoot with both hands going through basic. And so I figured, well, if I can't go into the Air Force, I'll try the other three. So I went and talked to the Army, the Navy, and the Marines. And I swear that Air Force recruiter talked to the other three recruiters, and because they told me the same thing, I'd have to be able to shoot with both hands. So then it was like, okay, what am I going to do with my life? I wasn't 100% sure. Then I had an opportunity to come to Alaska in 86 and Sitka, Alaska, and work at the pulp mill, and that was really cool. And when I arrived in Alaska, I knew this is where I wanted to live. And while my 3.5 years in Sitka, I was a volunteer for State Parks and Recreation and interacting with the forest ranger there, I figured that, you know, I'm going to leave Sitka, I am going to go to college, and I'm going to become a forest ranger and learn a little bit about photography. I was working at Stewart's Photo here downtown Anchorage, and I met this one woman from the school district, and she talked me into teaching a photography class at Creekside Elementary School for the community school program. A friend of ours was looking for a job in the government for herself, and she came across an opening here on, at the time it was Ilmendorf, but a photography position. There was 4 positions open. I didn't think I had any chance at all to get one of the 4 positions, but I figured, what the hey, I might as well go ahead and do it. So I went through all the paperwork and whatnot, and to my surprise, I was 1 of 4 photographers hired to be a photographer on the new joint base Ilmendorf-Richardson. Yeah, I was pretty thrilled. I finally got my wish. I got to be in the Air Force and support my country. I think the military really has changed perception-wise. And I'm glad it has, because it's given me the opportunity to have the job that I have. And I love my job. I look forward to going to work every day. And the funny thing is that way back when the recruiter told me that I had to be able to shoot with both hands, well, that's what I was hired to do. So now I shoot with both hands, but I use a camera, not a weapon.